New York, AP, the 2025 Grammy Awards are right around the corner, which means it is time to get those viewing party plans in action. Allow us to help. The 67th Annual Grammy Awards will still take place Sunday, February 2nd, at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles, though the Recording Academy has refocused its aim to support relief efforts following the devastating Los Angeles area wildfires. Here's what you need to know about watching the 2025 Grammys, including how to stream and where you can see music's biggest stars walking the red carpet. When does the Grammys start and how can I watch? The main show will air live on CBS and Paramount Plus beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern. Paramount Plus with Showtime subscribers can also watch live and on demand. How do I stream the Grammys? The Grammys can also be watched through live TV streaming services that include CBS in their lineup, like Hulu Plus Live TV, YouTube TV, and Fubo TV. Paramount Plus subscribers will be able to stream the Grammy Awards the day after the ceremony. How can I watch the red carpet? The Associated Press will stream a 3-hour red carpet show with interviews and fashion footage. It will be streamed on YouTube and APnews.com. Who is nominated for the Grammys? Beyoncé leads the Grammy nods with 11, bringing her career total to 99 nominations. That makes her the most nominated artist in Grammy history. As of 2023, she's also the most decorated artist, having earned 32 trophies across her career. Post Malone, Billie Eilish, Kendrick Lamar and Charlie XCX follow with 7 nominations. Taylor Swift and first-time nominees Sabrina Carpenter and Chappell Roan boast 6 nominations each. How will the Los Angeles area wildfires affect the Grammys? The 2025 Grammy Awards will go on as planned but will focus its attention on wildfire relief efforts. Each year, the Recording Academy hosts a multitude of events to welcome the music industry during Grammy Week. Record labels do the same. However, many institutions have canceled their plans, Universal Music Group, BMG and Warner Music Group among them, and instead are allocating resources to Los Angeles area wildfire relief and rebuilding efforts. On Wednesday, the Recording Academy announced it had condensed pre-Grammy Week plans to just 4 events, each featuring a fundraising element. Events like the annual pre-Grammy Black Music Collective event, Grammy Advocacy Brunch, and others scheduled to take place at the immersive pop-up Grammy House have been canceled. In all, at least 16 pre-Grammy events sponsored by the Recording Academy have been canceled. We understand how devastating this past week has been on this city and its people. This is our home, it's home to thousands of music professionals, and many of us have been negatively impacted, Recording Academy CEO Harvey Mason Jr. said in a statement. Last week, the Recording Academy and Musi Cares launched the Los Angeles fire relief effort with a $1 million donation. According to the letter, thanks to additional contributions, they've already distributed $2 million in emergency aid. How is the broader music industry responding to the fires? Universal Music Group, one of the big 3 major record labels, has canceled all of its Grammy-related events. Those include its annual artist showcase, held on Saturday, and its after-party on the Sunday of Grammy Week. Instead, it will redirect those funds to wildfire relief. BMG will no longer host its pre-Grammy party, and a representative for Warner Music Group confirmed to the Associated Press that the major label will not host a party this year and are instead redirecting funds to support efforts. Earlier this week, WMG and the Blavatnik Family Foundation Social Justice Fund pledged $1 million to Los Angeles area fire relief and rebuilding efforts. Sony Music Group confirmed it has canceled its events during Grammy Week and after the ceremony and will instead redirect efforts and money to local relief efforts. Musi Cares, an organization that helps music professionals who need financial, personal or medical assistance, holds its annual Persons of the Year benefit gala at the Los Angeles Convention Center a few days before the Grammys. The 2025 gala will still take place on January 31st, this year honoring the Grateful Dead with an additional commitment to wildfire relief. At our upcoming Persons of the Year, we will make a special appeal for donations to support our wildfire relief efforts, according to an email sent by the Recording Academy to its members on Tuesday. __ For more coverage of this year's Grammy Awards, visit www.apnews.com/Grammy Awards. Maria Sherman, The Associated Press.